Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you have an idea that you genuinely think is good, don't let some idiot talk you out of it. If there is something that you feel is good, something you want to do, something that means something to you, try to do it.
Is there any limit to your ambition or any limit to what you think you can achieve?
No, because I think right now, if I was to quit rapping and I say I want to go to the NBA, I would be in the NBA.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes.
No, you would.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Why would you think you could make it to the NBA?
Because I think I could do anything.
Some people can see farther than others. So therefore, when people judge what I'm doing with their logic, it be done. Their reason say it can't or shouldn't be done. Their knowledge of history says it can't be done. So their reasoning, their knowledge, and their logic matches with my superior belief. Therefore, the result is they don't believe.
See, let me share something with you. The easiest thing I've ever done was to earn $1 million. The most difficult thing I've ever done was to believe it could happen to me. That was the most difficult part, to believe.
And if it goes number one, it goes number one. If it goes number four, it goes number four. I don't care. Because you know we're the best band on the planet. We're the best songs.
Most people never pick up the phone and call. Most people never ask. And that's what separates sometimes the people that do things from the people that just dream about them. You gotta act.
Because you have nothing to lose. Absolutely nothing. And you have everything to gain.
This is the first office of Amazon.com.
Hi, YouTube. This is Chad and Steve. We're the co-founders. And we just want to say thank you. Today we have some exciting news for you. We've been acquired by Google.
All right, man. Hey, good luck, man. Don't give up. Like, don't send nobody. Don't be scared about nothing. Best of luck to you. Don't be afraid. Don't send nobody who's negative either. Be positive.
That's me, pal. Listen, I've got £87 million in the bank. I've got a Rolls Royce. I'm part of the greatest band in the world. Am I happy with that? No, I'm not. I want more.
I sparked that first stream up. I had that one viewer, and that viewer made me keep going. And each day and more, week two, I started averaging 4 viewers. Week three, 8 viewers. Week four, 20 viewers. And once I start something, I'm not stopping.
And the winner for Streamer of the Year, iShowSpeed.
What's better? Take 8 big risks in life, sin once, miss the mark once, but get 7, achieve 7, 7 out of 8. Or take 100 risks, achieve 8 of them. My hunch is that if there's a God, he's saying, go for the 100 and get 8, mm-hmm. rather mm-hmm. than 8 and get 7. Mm-hmm. If you're not taking enough risk to sin or miss the mark, which is what sin means, to fail, mm-hmm. then what are you doing? Don't come back with even money. Come back with safe bets.
All the what ifs and the scenarios that you create inside your own mind that are way worse than anything that is actually going to happen, they all disappear when you go.
Night after night, every single night of my life, bro. All I know, I don't know nothing else. I did it, bro.
What if I do all this work? What if I fucking do all this? What if I change my whole life? What if I do this work for the next 10 years and then it ends up not working? And I don't get chosen?
What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arm because it makes me just like, what if?
Go.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle.
Go.
Man, I'm climbing the ladder. I'm bringing my team. I'm coming for magazines and movie screens, billboards and awards, movie scores and labels. I'm signing checks and contracts on every table. I'm no longer stuck in the basement, stuck in the gutter.
Being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the dreams given to you by life, the ideas that you never acted on, looking at you with large, angry eyes, saying, we came to you, and only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever.
I have worked while you have slept, and I will live like you dream.
I want to do this thing, but what if it doesn't work?
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Do it anyways. What would you do if you weren't afraid? And what would I do if I knew I couldn't fail? I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try.
Whatever it is that you want to do, there's going to be risk in your life. And risk is a necessary component of progress.
Some people never will have much. They're too cautious. Now, you can also be too reckless, but you can also be too cautious. This is called the timid approach to life.
You can get so scared, and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. That way of thinking, in your 20s in particular, dead f***ing wrong.
Taking risks, you know, in a non-naive way, well, then you have something that you can comfort yourself with at night when you're wondering what the whole damn point of is of your futile and miserable life.
Doing what you mean to do and wanting what you want to want is so f***ing hard to do and so rare because we're built to conform.
If you're going to get any further, you got to reinvent yourself.
You know that thing that you really want to start doing, but you're worried what everyone might think about you if you do? You should do it. You should definitely, definitely do it.
I want you to start to create this mindset of taking risks and going big.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing.
It was a big risk, it was a big chance, and it was no guaranteed return ticket. It was a one-way ticket possibly to, I'm a head coach of high school football to this day.
Take the biggest fucking risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time.
I figured that if I didn't make the entrepreneurship thing work, I would have a hell of a story for business school. And that was actually like the reasoned argument that I gave myself for being willing to quit.
Because your DNA, who you are as a person, is wrapped up in your dreams. And what this world has done to you is take that from you, because they know if you know who you are and you get your dream, you're probably not going to work for most of them.
You must have faith. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe in your abilities. You've got to believe in your service, your company, your ideas. Unquestionably, you've got to have faith. And that faith gives you patience.
You got one life to live, rain, sleet, or snow. The time is now.
This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy a fat whip. What you should do is go and travel and learn. Go and start that business that you've always wanted. This is the time to be massively risk-oriented. But boy, if you're lucky enough to be graduating today with not a fucking idea of what you're gonna do with your future, nobody's ever been luckier than you. Please recognize that.
I'll tell you how risky life is. You're not gonna get out alive. That's risky.
And so the first thing I want you to do today is I want you to keep saying to yourself, I am, I am, I am, I am. You're standing at the precipice, the edge of the greatest move in your life. And the time is now, like never before, to take a leap of faith. It takes faith to jump off of the edge. It takes faith
to step into your purpose. It takes faith to step into your destiny. It takes faith to pull away from everything that is familiar, to step into uncharted territory, to become the person you were born to be. It takes faith. The first person that needs to be influenced in your life is you.
You want to make it happen? It's you. But you've got to take personal responsibility to make it happen. Own what it is that you want to do.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Are you bold enough? Are you radical enough in your hunger and your thirst to go after what it is that you believe is yours? Are you crazy enough? Are you courageous enough?
Hey, you know, at any given moment, you could be one decision away from an entirely different life.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Different place, different people, a different experience, and maybe a different you. Because sometimes in the process of completely losing yourself and losing expectations of who you are, you might find that there's more to you than you thought. So in my opinion, sometimes it's worth taking that trip. It's worth trying that new experience just to find out.
Do something big. I know that there is something inside of you that you have always wanted to do.
When you get to the edge, your brain will always tell you to step back. It's always going to tell you to step back. Because you can fall. Always. It's going to tell you step back. Because before you fail, the last time you did this, you saw someone else fail. You could hurt. You could be off work. It's going to tell you. It's designed to keep you safe. So you have to be willing to play between your brain and your soul. And on some days, you got to just listen to your soul. And you got to say, I'm going to leap. I'm going to get to the edge. Most people are at the edge. And you're standing at the edge. And you're watching everyone else fly. Watching someone else live. Wondering what it's going to be like when you jump without ever jumping. And I'm just here to tell you, jump. Because only three things can happen. You're either going to jump and fly. Or you're going to jump and fall on something soft. Or you're going to fall down hard. Either way, you're going to get back up. You already know you got what it takes to get back up. Your greatest fear is not that you will fall. Your greatest fear is that you will live a full life and never fly. That you never leaped. You're not afraid of dying. You're afraid of dying before the world sees who you really are. Before they really get your fingerprint. Before they really feel your breath. Before they really get your contribution. Before they really feel you. That's what you don't want to happen. You don't want to leave this place without us knowing you were here. All I'm doing is giving my dream a chance. And I'm not extraordinary. You don't get off the hook. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision.
It's called the language of the poor. What if this happens? And on top of that, if this was to happen, look at the fix I'd be in. I better not try. Then I'll tell you what changed my whole life when I finally discovered it's all risky. The minute you were born, it got risky. Getting married is risky. Having children is risky. Going into business is risky. Investing your money is risky. It's all risky.
Why are you here? And what are you going to do about it? Because the truth of the matter is, we have a purpose. We have a destiny. We have fulfillment. We've got connections to make. We've got people to meet. We've got rooms to walk in. We've got tables to sit at.
When you're working at your dream, somebody said, the harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, see, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
No growth comes from being comfortable. And you know what else happens when you take big risks? You grow. You grow into the person that you're meant to become.
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am after it, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Because I always remember my mother always said to me, if you can see it, you can be it.
The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it?
how bad do you want in your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it.
Make this note. Don't become a victim of yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise? Don't doubt your own ability.
There's this thing about people and they talk about manifesting. Mm-hmm. It's f-ing real, man. Manifesting is real. When you figure out who you are and what you want to do and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Anything's possible. Anything's possible!
And there's no excuses. There's no fucking days off. There's no not willing to grind. And they lay out these short-term goals and this roadmap on how to get there. Most of those people make it.
Anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my abilities. Take on that as your God-given right to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
Everything comes from the imagination. So the power of the mind, people don't understand. We still don't understand. I still don't understand how powerful it is. I'm still learning. But I know one thing is I can make things happen.
The question is, will you put the work in that is required to manifest?
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear?
In the core of your being, do you realize that you're a star?
Yeah, I always knew so. I knew I wasn't going to be regular. I just knew, like, I was going to be great at something. I didn't know what it was. But I knew I was going to be great at something. I just knew. Bro, I can manifest like a motherfucker.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have.
But before you can ever reach anything, you have to believe it. You don't just mistakenly become great at something.
Your destiny? When you identify with your destiny, you have to be maniacal. You have to be uncompromising. It don't matter how much it feel like it ain't gonna work.
Delusional.
Complete delusion. You gotta believe the delusion. Because it's only delusional until it works.
It doesn't matter if the world believes in you, if we don't believe in ourselves, nothing's going to happen.
And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibility. You can't have one without the other.
As long as you believe in that very gift that you have in the bottom of your stomach, that fire that burns, that dream that wakes you up in the middle of the night and wakes you up and have you screaming to the sun, rise so I can go after this dream. That is the very thing that you should chase every single day. And as long as we believe, as long as we know that we have greatness inside of us, we can be anything we want to.
In order for you to manifest your dream, you got to be the first one that believe in you. Don't worry about what nobody else say, man. Speak life into your dreams.
I do believe that when you walk in a room and you're confident and you stand tall and you believe in yourself, that energy does come off of you.
We generate our power by first believing that our efforts will be rewarded. No matter how many people tell you that you're stupid, you're a failure, that you're never going to do anything, that you are going to believe in yourself.
No matter what nobody told you about your dream, man, stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you believe in and speak what you want into existence.
How much time do you have left? How much time do you have left?
This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it. Period.
You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must.
Be crazy enough to believe in you.
The madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. And the only difference between people who lose and people who achieve is the person who achieved tried one more time. I'm convinced that we are a generation that gives up too easily. I need you to examine your capacity now. Examine your perspective now.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The power is in your perspective. The power, the difference between those who make something happen and those who do not is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you.
One of the things I have realized, and many of us have, if you want something out of life, if you want to change yourself, if you want to acquire something, if there's some goal that you want to reach, that is really not easy as some people will make us feel. That living your dream, changing your behaviors, overcoming negative habits, it's challenging. It's hard. What will it take for me to get some of the things that I want? It's very important that you engage in an ongoing process to develop you. Spend more time on yourself than what you've been spending. So decide that you're going to take some time to work on you, that you deserve that from yourself, that your life deserves some prime time, because you are creating your own production. As Michael Todd would say, you are the star of your show. You are the director. You're writing the script. And you will determine whether your life is a smash office hit or flop. You determine that.
No matter how much the world tries to hold you back, always continue to believe that what you want to achieve is possible. You know, believing you can do something successful is the most important step in actually achieving it. You can do and be anything that you want, no matter what. No matter what you've been told and conditioned to think growing up. Start from today to believe that you can.
I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. Impossibility doesn't even exist once you shift your reality, once you understand the power of perspective. The word itself says, I'm possible. Every time somebody told me I could not do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible. Don't just let life happen to you. Create the life that you want. One choice, one action, one day at a time, because in the end, your life is nothing more than the sum of your choices.
You've got to sell yourself every day on your abilities, on what you're doing, on the goal that you want to reach. You've got to sell yourself every day, every day, every day. Whatever we have right now, whatever we're demonstrating in our lives, is a result of what we believe subconsciously that we deserve. And part of increasing that belief level is that you have got to convince yourself every day. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself every day, every day, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You can have that thing that you want, all right? It's yours. It's staring you in the face, right in front of you. But you've got to take it. You've just got to believe it's possible. It's to believe.
Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are,
Most people never develop their talents. You have something that you brought to the universe, and that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it and mastering myself and seeing what I have within me, if you decide to drop your buckets where you are and develop your gifts, I grant you, you'll never ever be without. I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you. As you begin to develop and expand your skills and your talents and your vision of yourself, you will always be in control of your destiny.
You got to get up and believe in yourself and tap into your dreams of what you believe in. Don't you ever let anybody stop you from living your dream, man. You deserve to be successful. I speak into existence that you're going to be successful. It all starts in the mindset. I speak into existence that every dream that you have will manifest. And once you get done speaking your dreams into existence, you got to stop talking and you got to go execute your dream.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.